What happens when everything you were told about success turns out to be incomplete? For decades, the path seemed clear. Master analytical thinking, ace standardized tests, pursue prestigious careers in law, engineering, or finance. These knowledge workers built the modern economy with their left brain prowess, sequential reasoning, logical analysis, and attention to detail. But something fundamental has shifted beneath our feet. The skills that once guaranteed security now barely get you in the door. We've entered what's called the conceptual age, where creativity, empathy, and the search for meaning matter as much as spreadsheets and code. Three powerful forces are rewriting the rules: our world of material abundance, the rise of Asia's educated workforce, and the relentless march of automation. Together, they're making one thing crystal clear. We need to think differently about what makes us valuable. Inside your skull sits an organ with 100 billion cells, forming 1 quadrillion connections. Yet its basic architecture is surprisingly simple: 2 hemispheres joined by a neural bridge. For years, scientists treated the left hemisphere as the star player and the right as its understudy. Then Roger Sperry studied patients whose hemispheres had been surgically separated to treat epilepsy, and everything changed. His Nobel Prize-winning research revealed that both sides are equally vital. They just approach problems differently. The left hemisphere excels at breaking things into parts, processing language, and following logical sequences. The right hemisphere sees the whole picture, recognizes patterns, and interprets emotional nuance. Think of reading a joke. Your left brain processes the words, but your right brain gets why it's funny. Neither hemisphere works in isolation. They're dance partners, each bringing different moves to every task. The key insight? Both analytical and intuitive thinking matter, but our culture has spent the past century overvaluing only one half of this partnership. Picture the advice middle-class parents gave their children in the 1970s. Become a doctor, lawyer, accountant, or engineer. These professions promised stability and respect, requiring you to excel at SAT-style thinking, finding the single correct answer through logical steps. This SATocracy worked brilliantly for decades, creating unprecedented prosperity. But 3 seismic shifts are ending this era. First, abundance has transformed scarcity into surplus. Americans now own more cars than they have drivers, and self-storage has become a $17 billion industry. When everyone can afford function, beauty and meaning become the differentiators, hence designer toilet brushes at Target. Second, Asia is absorbing knowledge work at breathtaking speed. Indian engineers earning $15,000 annually write code for American banks, while India graduates 350,000 engineers each year. Financial analysis, legal research, even radiology, all migrating to countries where educated workers cost a fraction of Western salaries. Third, automation is devouring routine cognitive tasks just as it once consumed factory jobs. When IBM's Deep Blue defeated chess champion Garry Kasparov, it announced a new reality. If a task follows rules, software will eventually do it faster and cheaper. These forces aren't temporary disruptions, they're permanent features of our landscape. Economic history unfolds like a 3-act play. The industrial age valued physical labor, strong backs moving goods. The information age prized analytical minds, sharp brains processing data. Now, the conceptual age rewards what machines and overseas workers struggle to replicate: high concept abilities, creating beauty, detecting patterns, crafting compelling narratives, and high touch skills, empathy, relationship building, finding purpose. Consider this: graphic designers now outnumber chemical engineers 4-to-1 in America. More people work in arts, entertainment, and design than in law, accounting, and auditing combined. UCLA's fine arts program accepts just 3% of applicants, making it more selective than Harvard Business School. Even traditional industries are transforming. General Motors' Robert Lutz describes the auto business as art, entertainment, and mobile sculpture. Medical schools teach narrative medicine alongside anatomy. This shift extends beyond careers into our inner lives. 10 million Americans now meditate regularly, 15 million practice yoga, and researchers have identified 50 million cultural creatives who prioritize meaning over money. For aging baby boomers especially, significance has become the new salary. We're not abandoning left-brain thinking. We still need analysis and logic. But these capabilities alone no longer suffice. Success requires weaving together both hemispheres into something greater than either could produce alone. The transition to this new world requires cultivating 6 fundamental aptitudes. Design means creating products and experiences that combine utility with significance, not just making things work, but making them matter. A poorly designed butterfly ballot in Palm Beach County likely altered the 2000 election. Bush won Florida by just 537 votes. Good design heals. Surgery patients in rooms with natural light need 21% less pain medication. Story places facts in emotional context. While data has become ubiquitous, weaving information into meaningful narratives grows more valuable. Companies like 3M teach executives storytelling because it persuades in ways spreadsheets cannot. Medical schools now train doctors to listen to patients' stories, recognizing that healing requires understanding the whole person. Symphony is seeing the big picture, synthesizing rather than analyzing, detecting patterns across unrelated fields. Self-made millionaires are 4 times more likely to be dyslexic, perhaps because difficulty with linear processing forces them to develop pattern recognition. Empathy involves imagining yourself in another's position and intuiting their feelings. Computers remain autistic when reading human emotions. Nursing, impossible to outsource or automate, will be crucial in coming decades. Play encompasses games, humor, and joyfulness. Video games now generate more revenue than movies. Research shows humor signals high emotional intelligence, with effective executives using it twice as often as average managers. Finally, meaning addresses our fundamental drive for purpose. Viktor Frankl argued that finding meaning matters more than pursuing pleasure. Today's abundance has freed millions to ask deeper questions about purpose and transcendence. 3 questions will determine who thrives ahead. Can someone overseas do it cheaper? Can a computer do it faster? Does what I offer satisfy the non-material desires of an abundant age? The largest job gains appear in roles requiring people skills, emotional intelligence, imagination, and creativity. As computers eliminate routine work, 2 human capabilities become premium: solving new problems without standard solutions, and communicating complex ideas persuasively. This shift offers democratic promise. Meaningful work exists not just for inventors and entrepreneurs, but for emotionally intelligent professionals, from counselors to stylists. The 6 essential senses – design, story, symphony, empathy, play, and meaning – are fundamentally human attributes that simply need nurturing. Yet, this transition carries peril. Those who develop these capacities first will flourish. Those who cling to old paradigms may struggle. The journey isn't about frantically chasing credentials. It's about integration, weaving together logic and intuition, analysis and empathy, efficiency and meaning. In a world that once sold success as a straight path up the corporate ladder, fulfillment looks more like walking a labyrinth. Your analytical abilities remain valuable, but they're no longer enough. The future belongs to those who marry left-brain precision with right-brain wisdom, creating work that's not just competent, but meaningful, not just functional, but beautiful, not just smart, but wise.